Banff. Banff Council is driving a proposal for a disc golf course in protected green space within the townsite. But Parks Canada will have final say on whether or not it will fly. During a December 11 service review meeting, the Governance and Finance Committee gave preliminary go-ahead for administration to consult with Parks Canada about a disc golf course in a wooded area between Cave Avenue and Jasper Way zoned environmental protection. If that option doesn't get the okay from Parks Canada, Council has interest in a backup location on land near the Banff Centre currently zoned public service. If the federal agency gives a nod of approval to either site, administration would come back to 2025 service review with a proposed capital project. Town of Banff administrative officials say Parks Canada requires a formal project description as a first step prior to any specific feedback on a potential project given possible impacts associated with specific sites, including wildlife considerations. The biggest unknown is any disc golf course that would be contemplated would require a Parks Canada impact assessment process to be undertaken, said Allison Jarrett, the director of community services for the town of Banff. Even if a decision is made today, it is contingent on that process and the outcome of that process with Parks Canada. In September, administration was directed by council to bring back information to 2024 service review to address the feasibility of a disc golf course in Banff. At a high level, administration estimates it costs about $55,000 to build a disc golf course, and if a designer is required, an additional $25,000. Annual operating costs are in the $4,000 range. Canmore currently has three disc golf courses available for public use with Rome transit stops near each course. Administration indicated the preferred option would be the environmental protection green space between Cave Avenue and Jasper Way over the area near the Banff Centre. A third proposed site off Marmot Crescent was ruled out by council given discussions about potentially building housing there. Mayor Corey DeMano voiced support for looking at a disc golf course. "I do think Banff would be a great fit to have a disc golf course," she said. "I think it makes sense with our vibe and it being a low-impact, environmentally friendly way to recreate outside." DeMano said she had some lingering concerns about creating an attraction on the south side of the Bow River with a golf course between Cave Avenue and Jasper Way. "I have a feeling this is going to be very popular with residents, but I think that there is a market out there for folks who go to places just to play disc golf," she said. "I could just imagine lots of summer visitors wanting to go to play there and it's along that residential Cave Avenue space and there's not a whole lot of parking." Amanda Arbuckle, the manager of recreation for the town of Banff, said there is nearby parking at Cascade Gardens and the recreation grounds. "However, speaking to Active Modes, we would obviously encourage people to walk to this disc golf course," she said. Bow Valley Naturalists, BVN, say this latest proposal continues to nibble away at some of the last remaining environmental protection zoning and is emblematic of both how out of touch and how little the municipality values these natural green spaces. The town of Banff is also eyeing environmental protection lands for residential housing and for a proposed 2-meter-wide trail to connect Buffalo Street with the Banff Center and Surprise Corner as part of a funding partnership with the Paw Foundation. The Bow Valley Naturalists have argued for years that both visitors and residents should be able to have a nature connection and a national park experience without leaving town, said Reg Bunyan, a member of BVN's board of directors. "These important fragmented environmental protection zones are green oases, which provide a convenient refuge for both humans and wildlife to escape from the hubbub of the ongoing Disneyfication and densification of the town core, without intruding on adjacent wildlife corridors." Bunyan said Banff Council seems hell-bent on converting very limited natural spaces to so-called useful spaces, whether it be more paved areas, parking lots, or disc golf courses. "All this flies in the face of the town's environmental master plan, which promotes town ecological integrity first and foremost, Parks Canada's original zoning for the town and the town's stated goal to be a model national park community," he said. "Sadly, it seems as if we are only a model national park community when convenient. The new management plan for Banff National Park stipulates the Banff townsite reflects its national park setting by ensuring the net amount of land designated as public parkland and environmental protection does not decrease from that existing as of December 31, 2021. In response to a question from DeMano on whether the town of Banff has had previous luck rezoning from environmental protection to another land use, administration said the municipality has rezoned many times in the past. Darren Enns, the director of planning and environment for the town of Banff, said the environmental protection land use district allows for some activity, although the purpose is to protect and preserve these areas in their natural state. That said, it includes public parks as a discretionary use, which does allow for some active use, he said, but added all development is prohibited except that to support passive recreation and resource management. It's probably better when it's active use to be rezoned to public parkland and, yes, we've done that before as well as gone the other way from public parkland to environmental protection in the case of the fish hatchery lands. Several letters were sent to council in support of a disc golf course in Banff. Resident and professional competing disc golfer Vance Alexander said almost every rural area has a new course or is in the process of getting one, noting Calgary has more than 15 courses and counting. Canmore has three, including at the Canmore Nordic Centre. There is nowhere in Banff for us players to work on our game so we can compete at a high level or just play the game we love and enjoy, he said in a letter to council. We must travel to Canmore or elsewhere to get a game in. Alexander said playing at the Canmore Nordic Centre requires a $100 annual parking fee plus gas and travel time, and not everyone who loves this very popular and fast-growing sport has a vehicle or the funds to get to other destinations. Disc golf is a very low-cost sport, and therefore very accessible for low-income families, he said. Disc golf has exploded in popularity since the COVID lockdown and is growing faster than most sports worldwide.